Hey folks, how are you doing? Good to see you. It's great to see you guys. It's always great to see you guys. What can I say? Welcome to the... I'm having so many technical difficulties. I swear to God, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. Alright, I think we're good. I've lost my intro jingle, so now I will play atmospheric music in the background. I wanted to come in here with calm energy, but I've come in here with just white hot rage. Technical difficulties, getting phone calls I didn't want to take. It's fucking 37 degrees outside. Now, I like that. That's what I'm into. That turns me on. Taylor Swift, get another plane. But, I gotta do the marriage show today, and fucking I gotta host a show tonight. And the show I'm hosting tonight, right, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone's got requests. I wanna go first. I wanna go second, but I gotta leave straight away. I'm going to be late, but I'm going last. I'm like, oh, everyone's getting paid more than me to do better spots. And that's what I hear. I goes, hey, fucking shoe shine. Shine my boots. In other words, just keep this audience fucking at a high enough tempo that I can look good. And then I'm out of here. Fuck you. Okay. It's not like that. That's not what life is like. But... you see, sometimes your finger is just spinning, looking for someone to point at, looking for something to blame, you know, because you're angry and unhappy deep down inside. But anyway, less about that, more positive stuff. I did Port Adelaide last night, fuck me, I was shitting my pantaloons. You know why? 110 in the room, middle-aged whites from the regional city of Port Adelaide, the port side city, the maritime city. In a British pub. The British pub gives me chills as well, because I feel like some things I'm going to say, they're going to hold in contempt. You know? Culturally. Historically. Anyway. First guy goes on. Fucking murders all the local references. You know, the host was great first off. He was nice. Then the first guy goes on with a lot of local references. Well, he was Australian, but he's an international comedian. But you're Australian, huh? You know what you're dealing with. With these fucking upriver country bumpkins, seaside oldies, you know what I mean? And he was just, the first guy was destroying so hard, and I was next. And I was like, this is going to be dog shit. And it's 20 minutes. Anyone can bomb for 10 minutes. Well, not anyone. Anyone can bomb for fucking 7 minutes. Anyone can bomb for 5, for sure. But if you bomb for 20 minutes, you've got to be in that. I'm contractually obliged to stay the full 20 as well, you know what I mean? To get my $100, which is $100, that's about £8 when you transfer it. Anyway, I survived. I hacked it up enough that... see, hack comes from the above. When you've got the hack like me, the comedic hack... sent to you by the divine spirit, that you can just juggle this fucking old voidies for 20 minutes. You're blessed. That's what I want. I wanted to be blessed by not bombing. And I was. Thank you, Lord of Hack. I've learned. 10 years of comedy. I've been blessed. So I survived anyway. I felt like I ripped hard in Adelaide yesterday as well. Adelaide's not that bad at all, you know what I mean? I walked through the Rub and Tug district yesterday and it was all strip clubs and Rub and Tugs. They're called masseuses, but you know, we know they don't make their money from massaging backs. They make their money from massaging penises. And that really gave Adelaide another side to me, another edge. I thought it was really corporate and plastic and shitty and fucking... upmarket bars and skyscrapers and rich people and then just crackheads. But now there's a whole tradey kind of area. So now I like it again. And then coming out of the station last night, I saw the war monuments and I saw the church lit up and I was like, you know what? It's a fucking nice place. It is a nice place. I take it back. Port Adelaide though, fuck me. Jesus. Grimness. A lot of boarded up fucking windows. A lot of Aboriginal folk hanging around the train station. But that's the modern world. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Neither of us are neither here nor there. Alright, I've calmed. I've calmed enough just to get through this, guys. Fuck me, I was so angry. Anyway, I gotta do fucking me and Catherine show today, and then I gotta host a show fucking with some prima donnas, and then I'm done, and then fucking two more weekends and I'm done. I'm fucking skinny as fuck. I'm so skinny. I've got so thin from walking miles in the heat. It's my favourite thing is the walking. And the heat. Walking miles in the heat, there's nothing better. You're like Jesus going through the desert, you know what I mean? Or the Jews going through the desert, looking for the promised land. That promise came with some conditions, didn't it? Like war. And displacement. Blood, oil, gas, guts. You know? Anyway, I'm enjoying the wandering part. I don't need to find paradise because I'm wandering. Maybe the paradise is the wandering. Look at that. I'm like a fucking Tibetan monk. With my meandering mind, I'm just stumbling across absolute beauty, beautiful siliques. I wish I could bless myself the way I can bless everyone else. Imagine that. Imagine being Jesus and you can save everyone, but you can't save yourself, but you only want to save yourself. I am the Messiah who wants to save. I can't save my fucking self. That's the problem. I got a sinking feeling in my stomach and it fucking spreads to my mind. You know what I mean? It's up there. I could save everyone. I can't save myself. I can't save anyone and I can't save myself. Let's be accurate. I'm this close to fucking baptism and prayer. The month off after all these comedy festivals, we gotta go deep into meditation and the yoga. I gotta lose. There's so much stuck up inside my fucking nervous system. I can feel it. I'm going insane. But now to wander more. I wish I could wander without thinking, you know? Just like a fucking autopilot wandering through the heat just looking for water. That's all I want. Just wandering. Just wandering. Alright, I gotta go and do some breathing because I feel like I'm gonna have a fucking panic attack. Peace and love.